Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I said what I said.
We'll see.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, the Giants have acquired Rafael Devers in a move that very few seem to see coming. And it lands a big bat here in San Francisco. Rafael Devers for Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks. And the Giants, their fans, have been talking about a bat all year. They went through a 16-game stretch about 2 weeks ago where they averaged 2 runs per game. Then they put it together for 10, 12 games, and now they went out and got a reinforcement. The question is, where's he going to play? Where's he going to hit? But again, Goo, those seem to be issues that Buster Posey's confident Bob Melvin will be able to figure out.
Yeah, and I'll say this about yesterday. Again, I keep going back to the wonderful day of Father's Day. I'm sitting there thinking about our show and this week and how we were not going to overreact, but Steiny, I was going to slice and dice it up, the 3-game series and how crucial that third game was going to be so the Giants could win this series. But sometimes you do things naturally and organic, but what comes with it is the limelight. And that's what happened yesterday and still today. If you look at the screens here in the studio, every network is talking about this trade, and rightfully so. So not only did the game in a crazy way take a backseat to now the endless possibilities of what this team can do with this bat, and it's kind of funny. I brought up the 10 best trades in Giants history, and you could take a victory lap. No, or was that a caller? Number one is Hunter Pence.
No, that wasn't me. That was that was a listener.
They got Hunter Pence for Nate Sheerholtz and Tommy Joseph. Then they got Kevin Mitchell, number two, back in 1987 for Chris Brown and Keith Comstock. But Marco Scudero, number three. But this is the one, Steiny. Oh. 8.5 years. What's the 233? What's left on it?
Oh.
8.5. Yeah, I had it here. Come on, Goo. 8.5.
Probably 290.
No, 255.
255,
and he's all yours. And that's why I was saying, Steiny, like it or not, he's their best player to me. That's just that, leave that there. But he is the face of your franchise moving forward. When you got 8 years, born, you know, no drama, he's going to be, he's a mainstay.
Yep. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Damn.
Rafael Devers is a San Francisco Giant. Happened yesterday, about 20 minutes before the Giants were supposed to take on the L.A. Dodgers. Kyle Harrison was scheduled to make the start. Of course, he didn't, and he was part of the trade. And Rafael Devers is coming to the Bay Area. A couple things I wanted to play for you here. This is J.P. Morosi, and he was talking about the Giants' shift in philosophy after this trade. And, of course, J.P. works for the MLB Network. Take a listen to this kind of big-picture thought from J.P. Morosi.
Back to the future, for all the right reasons. I love it. Because for
first of all, the Giants were in there on Soto and Judge, and they were involved in all these pursuits, and it seemed like nobody wanted to go to San Francisco. Now you make a trade, and so it doesn't have the same element of choice on the player side of things. This is a very smart move. Make this move now. That way you change a bit of your branding, if you will, for the overall industry. And if after you get Adamas and Chapman and then you get Devers, eventually you're going to start getting players that want to play for your franchise. And I just think it shifts a bit of the way the team is now regarded in the industry. And if you can't sign the big-time free agent, trade for the big-time player. And by the way, a lesser number than Vlad Jr., than Juan Soto, it's a bit of a discount. So I love it. It's the aggressiveness of someone in Buster Posey who's going to go to the Hall of Fame as a player. He's got a lot of dirt under his spikes. I like that. I like it when you've got an aggressive guy who's not worried about the downside. He's worried about winning. And I think that was the message Buster Posey sent to the Giants and their fans.
All right, J.P. Morosi of the MLB Network.
Yeah, and what if, Stoney, what, 6 weeks away from the deadline, what if the Giants continue to, and Buster get greedy? Or feel like, you know, by that time something pops up, or they feel like another, you know, aspect of their team needs an upgrade. Shout out Apple. You know, who's to say they're not done? You know, that's what's crazy about this.
Yeah, I mean, I think now you kind of wait and see.
Yeah.
And maybe this team turns it on and they win 15 to 20 and you feel less urgency to make another move, or maybe –
That's incredible.
You get Devers and you don't really see a huge jump one way or the other, and maybe you think you got to make more than just that move. But I think for now, you probably play it out unless there's a move sitting on Buster's table that he likes right now. But yeah, we'll see what Devers does in the middle of this lineup or in the three spot, which most seem to think he's going to hit. But this is this is what I heard from around baseball, but it's J.P. Morosi.
I did not see this coming. We insiders, we love to say, oh, we've got this all figured out. We anticipate things. No, no. This was a complete surprise here on Father's Day.
So
now,
came out of nowhere.
It did, Stoney. Laid that, you know, right before first pitch. Now, again, I sometimes, Stoney, I fascinate myself because I'm talking to, you know, I've said it a million times today, there is no downside, and this is glorious, and it is, but Bubba talked about it. You played that sound, and he was talking about the reputation that hitters didn't want to come to this ballpark. So until, and I'm trying to be proactive, we hear, you know, the introductory press conference tomorrow, that'll be my validation from Devers saying, okay, I'm happy to be here. But that is the one component of all this that we don't have yet. Now, you could be like, ooh, it don't matter. He's yours. But you know what I mean. If this is going to be an 8.5-year marriage, you want him to want to be here. And it is kind of just a little bit of, is he happy?
Yeah, we don't know any of that. I mean, we don't know any of that.
Right.
I saw an interview with Devers either before yesterday's game or over the weekend, and he was basically asked whether or not all the stuff that happened with his position, you know, not playing third, not wanting to play first, if all that was in the past.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, all that's in the past. And then shortly thereafter, he ended up getting traded. Interestingly, little tidbits about Devers. When he does interviews, he uses a translator, though his English, he does speak English, he prefers to use a translator so that he makes sure to get his answers precise and nothing gets taken out of context. Thought that was kind of interesting, and we'll probably
see that.
Hopefully,
yeah.
hear from him extensively tomorrow.
Yeah, man, I just. Like you said, and again, I'm just laying it on thick because that's how I'm feeling. Like, I am, just to be from the Bay, to watch this team my whole life, and to watch what they didn't have out after life without Barry Bonds, but Posey took over. But now you got a banger. You got a bopper. Stoney, this is a big deal, man. And, you know, we talked about Jimmy Butler earlier, and I get the parallels, but you're right. It didn't culminate in, you know, a deep run in the playoffs. They did win a round, and he's still ours. But, man, there's just something eating at me with this Giant team, if they can stay healthy and this rotation be what it's been, now with their timely hitting and this addition, I mean, Steinle, the possibilities are endless. And, like, I mean that.
This is Jared Carabas from the Section 10 podcast. And it's a baseball podcast. And he was asked, why in the world would Boston move Devers for Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks? What's the possible reason? Here's what he had to say.
It had to. This just feels almost like a reaction to this personal beef that was brewing between Craig Breslow and Rafael Devers. Because when you come into spring training, you spring it on him that, hey, you're moving off third base. We just signed Alex Bregman 2 weeks ago. There was talk that he was going to be the second baseman. He was not going to be the second baseman. They brought him here to play third. They blindsided Raffy. I think both sides were at fault there. I think Raffy could have handled it better. The Red Sox could have communicated better. But he moves to DH after a little conversation with Alex Cora. Let's calm him down. You're going to love DH. Big Poppy was great at it. You'll be great at it too. Started off real slow the first few weeks of the season. Next thing you know, he's a top five hitter in the American League. Like, he was dominating DH. Then Bregman goes down, and it's like, I don't even know that we can approach Raffy about playing third. Like, we kind of ticked him off with, you know, the whole moving to first base thing after Casas and moving to DH because Bregman's here. It was just this big mess where a lot of feelings got hurt. But to me, it never felt like it was going to come to this. It never felt like this is such an unsalvageable relationship where Rafael Devers needs to be traded to the San Francisco Giants.
Wow. I know you and I are different color-wise and just personality-wise, Donnie, but I'm sorry. If I were running any entity and it depended on athletes or athleticism and talent, I'm sorry. Whatever we got going, I'm going to get it fixed. And if I got to bow down, I'll bow down. But we got to get it fixed. I can't let you go for peanuts. And that happened with Miami Heat, and it happened with the Boston Red Sox, and fans shouldn't be happy. But on the flip side, Warrior fans are happy. I get that. I'm happy. But I'm just blown away that they were able, the price, to get a guy like Rafael Devers, Donnie, in this lineup, in this organization for years to come. Crazy.
Yeah, it feels like to me that the stuff with Devers in Boston obviously started before the season, and maybe Posey was talking to Boston a while ago. And then it took another turn when Boston asked Devers if he wanted to play first base, and he said, no, I really don't want to play first base. And then Bregman gets hurt, and they're thinking, well, we can't ask him to go back to third now. And if Buster Posey is making calls to Boston over the period of the last four to six weeks, then he was staying on top of it, and maybe he knew something that the league didn't know, and that was Boston was ready to do something, because maybe Boston and Boston only knew that things were getting a little bit delicate with Devers.
Yeah, and it just shows you life, and again, meet sports, right, Sonny? If I would have told you last year or 2 years ago Devers would end his career and be one of the greatest Boston Red Sox in history, you'd be like, yeah, goo. Okay, thanks for 1 + 1 = 2, bud. And lo and behold, he's a San Francisco Giant. Some trivia, Stani, from the 415. Guru, have there been any splash hit home runs for the Giants this year? There's been one. Can you name the player?
Ramos.
Well, he's right-handed, but
didn't he hit?
Yeah, I'm going, yes. April 9th against the Reds, he hit a walk-off in the 10th inning.
Who hit the – didn't somebody hit a ball to McCovey Cove, who was right-handed this year?
Well, right here, my numbers and my team just supplied me with April 9th. Yaz is the only one to hit it on the fly into the cove.
Ramos did it last year.
Last year.
That's a bomb.
Yeah, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed, in San Francisco. And the Giants
got action.
Rafael Devers.
They got action, Starnie. I wonder what their odds went. I'll check.
You would think.
Yeah, win the World Series.
You would think. A couple more pieces of sound. This is Eduardo Perez. He works for ESPN, and he was talking about what Devers means in the middle of that Giants lineup.
This is now real in a really good offense for San Francisco. You put a credible hitter, a bat that can DH, that can now play third in a new environment. This is really interesting. And now it opens up for Boston Yoshida to be the designated hitter there for the Red Sox. Not Rafael Devers, but still another left-handed bat that they can plug into that lineup.
Eduardo Perez last night on ESPN. What was interesting about last night is, of course, the Giants and Dodgers are playing Sunday Night Baseball. The trade breaks, and that was mostly what they talked about during that game last night because it was obviously the biggest move in baseball this year, at least since the season started, and the Giants were in on it with Buster Posey.
Sonny, I was at a fish fry in the backyard, and the guy, my family member, frying the fish, comes over and, you know, politely goes, "Hey, the Giants got Devers." And I was like, "You need to put down whatever you're drinking," right? And lo and behold, I run to Twitter. I didn't have to run. It was in my hand. I'm like, "You got to be." I didn't even care about the game. Like, damn. A Giants 30-1 odds to win the World Series. Dodgers odds on favorite, -240.
Do we know if that changed since yesterday?
That I don't know. Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Tigers, Cubs, Phillies, Astros, Mariners, Twins, Giants.
Twins right now have a better shot at it than the Giants?
No, the same shot, both 30-1. Padres right after, too.
So what's that, like 10th? 10th best odds? 10th best odds in the league. Rafael Devers.
Wow.
How is Shasky feeling this morning?
Oh, cloud 1,000. But every Giant fan, the Bay is wow, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason not to be excited.
What word would you use if it were ice cream? I could give you a flavor to describe the Giants' offense over the years.
I'm sorry?
If you had to use an ice cream to describe the Giants' offense over the years, Evan, I see you looking.
He's looking for the answer, vanilla.
That's my guy. E, thank you. Stoddy, I should have just.
Well, they led the league in homers in 2021.
Yeah, but still, was it? No, chicks dig the long ball. You're right. But you know what? Now everything's changed. I don't feel like offense is a deficiency anymore. It's like you got to think, oh, boy, we can go toe-to-toe. We may not be the Dodgers, but damn, we're right there. We can hit with anybody. I just want to hear Ralphie say, "I'm happy to be here." That's all I need.
David Cone of ESPN, he was on the call last night, and he was talking about, well, what do you do with this guy? Where do you play him? He didn't play third for the Red Sox. He didn't want to play first. He's been DH, and he's been hitting as a DH.
Rafael Devers is not just a credible hitter. He's one of the best left-handed bats in the game.
No question.
The Giants will take the bat and figure out where to play him later. Obviously, they have an injury at third base. You know, enough with that. You need a bat. You get a bat of that quality, you take it. Good move by the Giants.
Wow.
That was David Cone.
I mean, is there any human beings, Donnie, that could throw any rocks or even a pebble at this move? I don't think there is.
Not yet.
How often does that happen?
I mean, not yet. No, I mean, on paper.
Well, you're basing it on before. I go ahead.
On paper, this looks like a great trade.
Man.
On paper, Giants fans think that Kyle Harrison is a good pitcher, but probably a back end of the rotation starter down the line.
Is it fair to say he was a disappointment or it's too early in his career?
I think it's way too early. He only had 35 starts in his career, 39 total appearances. But yeah, there seemed to be a feeling that, you know, he wasn't going to be a number one. Maybe he's more of a three or four. And Jordan Hicks kind of was who he was. They wanted to, you know, they like to use him as a starter, but you can't use him as a starter all year. And, you know, he was a guy who had some good moments, but not anybody that you can pencil in to start 25 or 30 games a year and go you know, deep into ball games. So yeah, on the, now we'll find out what this Tibbs guy is about 3 or 4 years from now. But yeah, I mean,
you might have 2 World Series rings by then.
Who?
To be a proactive, the Giants, because you're always going to see how these prospects do. But my point is, on the flip side of that, if you get some titles, it was worth it.
What if the Red Sox get titles?
Well,
then will it have been worth? I mean, it doesn't. It feels like there's no downside to this trade, I get how you would feel that right now.
Yeah.
I'm not here to take any excitement away from anybody, but you got to wait now to see how effective Devers is and how effective he's going to be for the next 8.5 years.
And the biggest hater, whoever that person is, he or she, or that club, Steiny, they can't even find anything to hate about this. And you're right. On paper, it's almost perfection. Would you have a problem? Like, it's perfection almost on paper.
Well, and I'm always a big believer, and if it sounds too good to be true, it might be too good to be true. And again, I just go back to the 2011 trade this certainly looks like it's going to be like that, where it's either going to work out or it might not, but nobody's going to come back and question the move because of where this team is right here and right now. And in that respect, it's a move that I don't think anybody's going to come down Buster Posey's road if it doesn't work out. And honestly, I don't really know what that looks like.
Yeah.
This trade not working out.
Can you meet me halfway? Even before this deal, now with the deal, Buster's got off to a great start. Can we say that, Stoney?
I
mean,
it looks
even
like,
before the trade, and I know we're different.
Well, they haven't made the playoffs with him in charge.
I feel like him being in power was making them a better ball club. How many wins he's responsible for, Stoney, I can't give you mathematically that number, but I felt like just his being, his person, and him standing for what he's meant for the organization, and that's what's getting lost, and I'm not here, it's not getting a lot of run.
Did you feel that way last year?
Well, he wasn't, what you mean last year?
I mean, last year, did you feel that way when he was here? I mean, he was here all last year, wasn't he?
No, I'm saying, no, that Farhan, it's like a race, Donnie. Buster Posey's so way out in front that the contrast to the Farhan era is night and day. And you could be like, "Goo, what are you talking about?" But it's a feeling, and now it's watching this team play and perform.
888-957-9570 is the number. Rafael Devers is now a San Francisco Giant, and the Giants, they now got 3 legitimate guys in the middle of their order. If they can all get it going at the same time, Chapman, of course, not quite healthy right now. Adames showing some signs of getting together, and Rafael Devers is on his way here. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Frank in Atlanta. Hey, Frank, what's going on, man?
Frank.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I love this. Just to say, I love the trade. I absolutely love the trade. It does a couple of things, and one thing that we haven't talked about yet. I like, you know, us having somebody in the middle of the lineup. But what I also think it does is it'll open up Willie Adames because now there's a big hitter in front of him. The second thing it does is it shortens Bryce Eldridge's path to the show. Because now he doesn't have to be a top 10 quality first baseman getting to the show. He just has to be a pretty good right fielder. So that should shorten his path to being a good player.
Well, the only
that nobody's talked about yet, because Bryce Eldridge he was in first base, but now that's going to be the guy who makes $200 million. Job is to be a top 10 quality first baseman.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, they moved Eldridge to first because they want him to be a first baseman.
Yeah.
And
is he saying that he's going to position change? Frank?
Well, I guess that's what he's thinking, is if Devers wants to play first base.
I gotta believe then what he
happens?
Does. Yeah.
Yeah, then what happens to Eldridge? And that's another thing that's got to play itself out. Does the does Devers want to play first base? Did he not want to play it for the Red Sox, and does he want to play it here? That'll all impact, you know, both Wilmer Flores and Eldridge down the line. I would think if everything works out well in that regard. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. Last segment coming up before the crossover. Big day for the San Francisco Giants. They've got a new player, and he can hit, Rafael Devers. What do you think of it, Giants fans, at 888-957-9570? We'll be back to talk more about it on the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny Show. Let's go!
All righty. Big day for the Giants. Big day for the Bay. Rafael Devers is your new
star.
Third baseman? First baseman? DH? All the above? We'll find out. But he is a San Francisco Giant.
And our guy Risotto came in here. I guess the press conference tomorrow at 2:30, Donnie.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that means 2:30. That means step one is complete, and that it looks like he'll report.
Oh, okay, right. I got you.
So, in other words, the good news is he already doesn't hate the ballpark so much that he's not coming here. So that's a good start.
And his former team will be here in a few days. Damn.
Yes, sir. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan's in the East Bay. Wants to talk about Rafael Devers. What's up, Jonathan? How are you doing, man?
Hey, good afternoon to my two favorite guys. I didn't get to give you guys a call in on Friday. Happy late Father's Day to the two of the best on the radio right now. Thank you, brothers.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, man, let's go. Let's get a little Bonte. Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
Because this is what we've been wanting. This is what we've been asking for. The MLB is getting sleepy. We don't have any entertainment. Well, here it is, fellas. And let me tell you, Boston is upset. I listen to the radio at late night. I work Graves and Swing Shifts. So naturally, last night I was listening to the radio waves, and Boston wants heads on a platter. I love this. I can't help but eat those up. I love this. I think this is perfect for the Giants. We were saying, oh, there's no ball player wants to come out to SF. I think that was nobody wanted to come play for Farhan. When you got Buster Posey in the office, things happen. Let's go, guys. I know you guys are excited, Goo. Let's go.
We can't wait. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Jonathan. Yeah, we
and Bonte's is old baby, not let's go. His old baby.
We listened to some Boston radio this morning before the show, and no, they're not very happy. And
I just, man.
They were taken by surprise too, and I think even in Boston they were a little bit surprised at how fast things had accelerated with Devers. If you haven't heard, they signed Bregman. They told him in spring training he wasn't going to be playing third base. I'm talking about Devers. He wasn't happy about it. Came out, couldn't get a hit his first seven games of the year. 7-10. Settled into the DH spot, started hitting like normal, and then they wanted to see if he wanted to move to first base, and he said, nah, I'm good. I don't want to have to learn a new position. And things started going south, and he clearly became available. Buster Posey pounced, and now we'll find out a couple things. One is whether he's willing to play first base for the Giants. And I guess then secondly is what kind of impact can he have on this lineup, not only by what he does, but how he impacts the bats around him, Goo.
Yeah, and Stoney, I'm just fixated because I keep going back to what we talked about last week with Chris Webber, just from a fan perspective, when you lose something young and you lose a great player for romper room reasons, like, no, that should never happen, and it happened with Jimmy Butler. We see it all the time. But who would have thought that what was going on in Beantown would deliver the Giants maybe their next great player for the next 8 years? Like, you just never know. And, Stoney, I got to believe this. I keep going back to Father's Day. There's not a walking soul anywhere in the baseball community and on earth that I believe saw this move coming. Just well, didn't.
No, it doesn't seem like that. Not this
right.
early.
This early.
Certainly not this early, and that's what kind of leads me to believe that maybe Buster Posey had a better sense of what was going on in Boston because he was in contact with him when he got a sniff of people being unsettled there, I would assume.
So you're halfway in basically your rookie season, Stoney, because he took over September or got, you know, when we found out Farhan was done. But you're halfway through it, and you may have had the greatest trade in Giant history.
See, that's where I got to wait.
Okay. But you understand the ingredients of what I'm trying to cook up. You are right. It's contingent on dude's got a ball. But just from a wow and a holy crap, how did this happen and we need him? It has, will you meet me halfway? It has all the ingredients for that.
Yeah, I want to see what he can do at this ballpark. I've seen too many guys come to this ballpark and they're not the same player.
Wow. I hate hearing that, but damn.
I mean, Willy Adames has been a shell of himself. What I've heard about Devers, it looks like he's going to be able to hit in this ballpark. I'm less enamored with the home runs than a guy who can drive runs in. But, I mean, this ballpark apparently has an issue because they've never been able to sign a big-time hitting free agent. And so, like, that's what I give – that's where I give Buster Posey credit. It's like, you know, he's people aren't going to like to hear this, but he's It's kind of like the general manager of the Oklahoma City Thunder. You're not going to be able to sign free agents there, hitting free agents. So you know what? You got to acquire guys via trade, or you got to bring them up through your farm system. And now they got, you know, this does remind me a little bit of Chris Webber to Sacramento, where I don't know. I have no idea. Devers doesn't want to be here, but Weber wasn't crazy about Sacramento, and then the city and the ownership and the team ended up winning him over. So this is Chris Young from the MLB Network talking about the bat that the Giants just acquired in Rafael Devers.
When I think of this move, I say, man, every other team has to be like, man, I wonder, we didn't know he was available. We could have put together a package. This could have become a huge sweepstakes, because I had a feeling after spring training, when all of this drama started to unfold, it was a big decision to make. Will the Red Sox be willing to part ways with Rafael Devers in hopes of making their team better? And if they do open that up, teams are going to go crazy chomping at the bit, because you cannot find a better bat in the game that is available right now. I mean, you're getting Rafael Devers from a winning team right now who is in playoff contention. Normally these kind of trades do not happen. This is huge news.
Wow. Yes, Donnie. All because there was bad blood, or, you know, our guy in Boston that we had on, Rob Steiny from WEEI. I'm just thinking to myself, you know, why didn't they talk to him early when they wanted to pursue Bregman? Like, I'm just saying, keep him in the know, but finesse it. But don't get it to the point to where the guy wants to get up out of the city and you lose him and get back some prospects and a couple okay pitchers. Man, I don't ever want that on my watch or my ledger.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is,
damn, Giants came up
10 games ago, or, you know, 10 days ago, the Red Sox were 29-34, and you know, they won what, 1, 2, 8 of 10?
Yeah.
And now they're in contention, apparently. So they made a move when theoretically things were,
they took it to the Yankees this weekend. He was a big part of it,
where things were getting better a little bit in Boston. 888-957-9570 is the number. Biggest trade the Giants have made since. How would you answer that, Goo? Beltran?
I mean, Beltran was, he was official.
Pence?
I'll go Beltran, because I think he was a better player overall when you looked at the resume than Pence. Pence was a baller, but what he did was incredible, and the city fell in love with him, all that, in the championships. But I got to go with Beltran, Stoney. But I just believe right now Devers is at a spot where he's better than Beltran when he came over here. You know, I like, this is crazy. And well, you just played that that sound, Chris Young. He's right. Well, now they are. It's kind of funny. You went back 10 days, but they got Devers from a winning team, you know, as of yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, man, this is a one and only for me.
What does that mean?
Like, I got this as the best giant trade in history.
Well, Beltran was 34. This guy's 28. So you got to believe he's more in his prime. He's also, he and Adames have a relationship. They know each other. Adames is very excited for him to come here. And J.P. Morosi talked about
Bubba,
what it means for both Devers and Adames, both from the DR.
He's going to come to San Francisco, and I think also very importantly, you know, he knows Willie Adames. They're fellow Dominicans. They played the American League East together for a long time. I think that's going to really bring out the best out of Adames, too, and the best out of Devers. It's going to be a good situation for Rafi.
J.P. Morosi.
Yeah, and I'll say this to J.P.'s comments. It's going to be good for everybody in that lineup, you would think, if everything goes well.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Steiny wasn't in the lineup. I wasn't getting these pitches. Now I got Steiny in the lineup. You got to come. What did you say? What was your old adage? You got to come in. And now that's the slogan for the Giant offense. You got to come in. This is incredible.
Yep. Yep. The Giants got themselves a player, and now,
all right, let's do this.
Yep.
What's bigger, Butler trade or this one? I'm going this one.
Yeah, I'm going this one too.
Is that because they hadn't won in 11 years?
No, it's because Butler's old and Devers is still in his prime. It's because in baseball, this could theoretically elevate the Giants to a title contender, where I didn't think Jimmy Butler did that exactly. It doesn't mean Devers is going to do that, but I think that in baseball, I think Devers can make almost a bigger impression on the Giants. Like, I looked at the Warriors as a 500 team.
Yeah.
Butler came, and then they became a 48-win team.
And became a number one defensive team. All the metrics were on their side.
Sure. Yeah. And they lost in the second round. And I'm looking at the Giants as a team that was already in the playoff mix, and now they got a player who can take them, you know,
it might be the face
five,
of the franchise.
Top six. Well, it's funny. I've heard you say that, and I'm wondering whether Giants fans think that too. Mm. He's never played a game here.
Do you have one now as I interrupt you?
Well, Chapman's, I would think, more of one at this point. Certainly Logan Webb, to me,
is a bigger player. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to me, this is – if you're gonna ask for who the face of this franchise is right now, I'd probably say Logan Webb.
And you might laugh at me. I'm about to say Buster Posey.
Yeah, maybe. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Fremont. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
Hi, guys. A belated Happy Father's Day. Just to let you know, Goo, I played your thing and by your rant on Friday, and I got my cards and everything before 9 o'clock. So.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't know if the Giants are even done at this point either. Because when you get Devers, now you've got somebody who can be either a DH or a first baseman, just like Wilmer. And maybe this puts Wilmer on a trading block too. Now you got somebody who else you can trade and get another arm, bolster up the bullpen even more. Get maybe another bat. Who knows? I mean, I don't think they're done. And that's even more exciting to me.
No doubt.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Wow. We talked about it early, Stoney. They got that at their disposal. You know, all the other 29 teams, but they got that at their disposal. Kind of let it marinate. You're going to get 6 weeks of baseball. Like, wow. They did this early. And Wheeler was sitting up here again. I just hate go into that, but he was like, man, he got to do something now. And I'm thinking to myself, what? Please. And bam.
Yeah, what happens if the Giants don't get immediate results?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Adults from this.
No, hey, that's a great question. And the reason I bring that up, Stein, is you sound like in Austin and San Jose. He says, can we wait just a few weeks before we anoint Devers? Just saying. It's not that, Austin and Steiny. It's we're anointing his what he's done, his resume. He's a made dude because he's that good. We're hoping that continues, but you can't hate on what he's already done.
No, course not. My question is,
if he don't get to,
what if?
All right, we'll do Devers what we did with Adames.
What if Devers has an adjustment period for the next 60 games? Like Adames has had an adjustment period for the first 60 games. You're gonna have to live with that, and then your expectations come up short, and then we hope that next year Adames and Devers can settle in. But like, yeah, that's to me, that would be my biggest concern.
Can you still win if he gets off to a slow start?
Probably a little bit, because you didn't give up a bat to go get him. So, I mean, even if he comes in here and struggles, you still have the guys who have gotten you this, have gotten you 10 games over 500. So, you'd like to think this guy's going to give him another level of offense. And if the pitching can stay solid, then this team definitely got better.
Wow.
So we'll see. This from the 707, Goo. Even if he doesn't pan out, the reward completely outweighs the risk. We gave up nothing that is making an impact now. No doubt.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, Harrison might be a pitcher in the majors for the next 8 years, and Devers is under contract for the next 8 years. So there's a lot to play out, but I don't think I'm – telling you that another GM wouldn't have made this trade. Everybody seems to acknowledge that the Giants didn't give up a boatload. So all things being equal, it looks like the Giants made a move that's not only going to make them better, but that the fans are behind. And let's see if this team starts scoring more runs.
Can you help me out, partner? I got to read something from the 415. Thank God Steiny has a level head. Goo is over here trying to give Devers his 401k, LOL. No, I'm just like Giant fan, everyone that's called, like, Steiny, this is not even, what's better than great? This is super. This is fantastic. And it really changes their offense. So if everything goes according to plan, the Dodgers are on notice. The Diamondbacks are on notice. The Padres, the whole National League is on notice. Because now you're facing a Giant team, not only with the pitching and the bullpen, but now they got bats. You would think.
Let me ask Evan this real quick. Because when we were talking about, the Giants getting a bat, I remember you saying, well, they get more than one bat. But were you thinking that the one bat might be Devers or clearly somebody not quite as good as Devers, you know what I mean?
No, I don't think anybody expected them to get Devers.
Devers is
a top 10 hitter in baseball.
If it's one bat, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't think it's... I mean, they got it done in June. That's the other part of this, too. Every single other deal that generally gets done is around July. So you have a ton of time to now assess where your team is in comparison to who you're competing against. And Posey could go get another starter. He could go get a second baseman or perhaps a corner outfielder. Like, there's a lot that he can still do. And also, too, because he didn't give up much, Harrison is a piece, but he's not a ton. Like, you still have prospects on the table if you want to use to go out and acquire another position player.
Wow. Yep. 510 is saying, Buster's going to go get Skeens. Could you imagine? Oh, man. He'd be walking on water then, Stani.
Yeah. By the way, coming up at 2:30 today, Giants general manager Zach Manassian, he's going to come on with Willard and Dibbs. Giants general manager Zach Manassian, I should have been teasing him for the last hour or two, but he will be joining Willard and Dibbs at 2:30.
Oh, he's got to be feeling good.
You would think so. You would think so. What we got here? We got 5 minutes. So we got game five of the NBA playoffs.
I didn't even think about it, man.
We had a trade in the NBA. We can spend 5 minutes on a couple pieces of NBA real quick. Got game five. Pick one of these three.
Oh, let's do the trade.
You got game five of the NBA playoffs. You've got the Grizzlies trading Desmond Bane to the Magic for 4 unprotected firsts, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Cole Anthony. And then you also have Kevin Durant, who has 3 choices of where to be traded, the Spurs, the Rockets, and the Heat. It looks like if Durant gets traded, it'll be to one of those 3 places.
Let's go with what I just mentioned, Stani, the trade. I love Baines. He's a bucket getter with the best of them. He can get hot. But I was so happy for Orlando because they need that. They need another guy that can score. But I just don't like the haul that they gave up. And now I'm looking at Memphis, who really never truly had a point guard. Now you got Cole Anthony, who I'm a fan of. KCP, he can play, but Stani, 4 unprotected. Come on, man. Like, that's a lot for Bane.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I think what they're thinking, though, is, you know, they got Banchero under contract for big money. They got Wagner under contract for big money. Bane makes a lot of money. And maybe they're thinking, you know what, if we luck into somebody that we're going to have to pay, that's going to be a problem. Or maybe they're just ready to try to take the next step right now. I'm talking about the Orlando Magic. Does anything scare you about Durant to either the Spurs, the Rockets, or the Miami Heat?
The Texas team scare me. I don't know why. Something's going on with my radar in regard to Miami, if he could turn that thing around. But if I'm KD and I'm at his age and I want to play meaningful basketball, but I want to have youth around me at every turn, I think the Spurs and that freak of nature in regard to Wimby, I think I go to San Antonio and turn the league on his head, Stani.
By the way, the Warriors, there was a name that a lot of Warrior fans talked about. You ain't going to get Steven Adams.
Yeah, I saw that.
He re-signed with the Rockets over the weekend.
That was a smart move.
3 for 39, so yeah. It's the Moses Moody contract. I guess you could trade him straight up for Moses Moody if you wanted to right now.
Who you think's winning tonight?
Oklahoma City.
I do, too.
That
means Indiana will win.
Why do you say that?
Because I was having some fun with myself.
Oh, because of you?
Yeah. Because if I say whatever I say, the other thing will happen.
And then did you see what happened in the WNBA this weekend?
I was hoping you didn't
Valkyries,
bring that up.
The Valkyries won.
They are
Saturday.
Incredible.
They're now 5-5.
1-0 after the head coach joins our show, Natalie.
Angel Reese had a triple-double.
Okay, and... where's the parade? I don't. Like, you came in and said I would be mad. I'm rooting.
No, not
for
mad.
Her.
Not mad.
She's not a stiff.
Oh, hey, she's not.
Stani, how many minutes do we have?
Plenty.
So
I'll give you the floor for the next 3 minutes.
So this startled me. In 1962, in the NBA, Bill Russell won the MVP, averaging 19 points a game, 23 rebounds in 45 minutes. But get this, second place was Wilt Chamberlain, who averaged 50 and 25 and did not win the MVP. Help me. In third place, the big O, 30 and 12. In fourth place, Elgin Baylor, 38 points and 18 points per game. I did my research, Donnie. You'll be proud. Players voted back then for the MVP. And I got to believe for Wilt Chamberlain not to get that MVP, it was what he was doing scoring off the court. How do you average 50 and 25 and not get a trophy?
What year?
1962.
Did they win it?
No.
And it was voted on by the players. That's probably why.
Because
players don't know the game.
50-25 for a season. I mean,
players.
Thank God there was no Twitter.
Players chose James Harden over. You're right. 707. My bad. Banchero's still in his rookie deal. What I probably meant was at some point they know they're going to have to pay him monster money. But yeah, you're right. Banchero's still on his rookie deal. Wagner's the one who got paid. All right. 888. No. We got the crossover coming up next. Willard and Dibs will be in the house. I got to believe Willard is on Cloud 9. Goo, I'm going to need you to say something right now because I got to get into Evan's ear about something.
Yeah. It's just incredible. I'm looking at these numbers, 50-25 for Wilt Chamberlain. Good Lord, Stani. And I'm like, Jerry West in that year ended up fifth in voting. Bob Cousy was eighth, but Bill Russell, I'm not hating on Bill. He was great, Stani, but I'm like, man, guy averaged 50-25, and that wasn't good enough to get to MVP.
Appreciate it, Goo. Thank you very much. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Planning a road trip, Tahoe, Napa, or down the coast, perhaps? Make your first stop, Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, and be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.